Parental discretion advised. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Geo's Passion, where some of the names have been changed to protect the innocent and not so innocent. Enjoy the ride.
What's up, Geo's Passion Posse, GPP, and the place to be. I'm bringing you this podcast from our GPP studios in Tampa. Welcome to Geo's Passion. My name is Jack, and I am your host. So as I always say, I hope you're all doing well. My last podcast episode was a minute ago, but I've been really, 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 really busy, but it was a positive outcome. I actually had a lot of listens and a lot of people reach out to me, which is great. People caught up with me. They were like, hey, you know what? What you were saying in the last podcast episode is so true. They told me how 2023 has also changed their mindset. You know what I'm saying? They're avoiding negative people. They're avoiding negative groups in their lives. You know, I'm so pumped up to know that people are doing what's right for them because they want to, not because they need to, have the attention or the approval of others. And attention is going to be a big word in today's episode. So I want to shout out Arlie and Christy. Them two, they reached out to me. They were like, hey, you know, how you doing? We know what you're talking about. Everything's good. And, even seeing their social media on Instagram and stuff like that, you know, and Facebook, they're joining the Irish 31 running club, and they kicking butt going to the gym. So it's very, very, very positive, you know. So I'm glad I was able to, kind of, put that out there, put that vibe out there, because at the end of the day, what ends up happening is that, you know, if people, if people listen to you and they're motivated by you, but if you're just talking garbage, they don't care, you know, they're going to tune off. But when you're talking about real facts of life, you tell them, hey, you know what? You don't need that poison in your life. You need to have somebody in your life who's going to pump you up, build you up, help you out. And if not, just do it for yourself, self-motivation. So, you know, it's a great thing to know. So, I'm glad those two are kicking some butt. Now, recently, I went to my Apple Podcast page, and it's great to see that Joe Somebody 321 and Lisa 813 left a 5-star rating and a review. So if you don't know, on Apple, on iTunes and stuff like that, on the podcast, on Geo's Passion Podcast, you can leave not only a rating of, you know, the 5 stars, but you can also leave a review. And they left a review, and I really appreciate you two doing that. This greatly helps the show, the rankings. It gets it out there to others who would enjoy this content. So don't forget to follow and subscribe to the podcast no matter what listening platform you're on. I'm working on getting 2,000 subscribers, and I've always said that to you guys and gals, you know what I'm saying? 2,000 subscribers and followers. I currently have 929, so I'm almost at the 1,000 mark. Once I hit the 1,000 mark, I'm going to be, you know, celebrating, pumped up and stuff like that, but my goal was always 2,000, so let's go. Come on, Geo's Passion Posse. Hey, let's go, GPP. We can do it. Let's build Geo's Passion and Geo's Passion Posse. So before I get into the episode, I just want to tell you about my experience at a local eatery. Now, those of you who know me know, you know, I go out to eat. I have a couple of drinks. I have a good time. I go hang out with K-Fed. I hang out with some other people. Then I post it on my social media. You know, I do some reviews on my YouTube channel and things like that. So it's great. You know what I'm saying? So things have been so far so good. But it was a time, and this time wasn't good. So K-Fed and I went to Brick City Eatery in Lutz, Florida. It's kind of like a brick pizza house type thing. I got there early because K-Fed is always late. Now, I always say that he'll probably be late for his own funeral, but, you know, that's how he is. So I got there early. Not early. I got there on time. I ordered from the young lady at the counter. I ordered a Chicken Parm Hero and a Diet Coke. How difficult is that? Chicken Parm Hero, Diet Coke. Great. That's fine. So time goes by, K-Fed finally shows up, he puts in his order, which is a plain cheese personal pan pizza and a water, all right? Finally, the pizza comes to our table, and K-Fed starts eating. And, you know, he was like, hey, man, your food's not here. I go, yeah, I know, what the heck? I go, whatever, bro. And he goes, you want some of mine? I go, no, my chicken parm hero's coming. It's coming, no problem, it's coming. And it never came, all right? I waited 45 minutes. The pizzeria was empty, or the Brick City Eatery was empty by this time, because all the, you know, the early families that go in after work and they eat and then they leave. I was there. We were done eating, and legitimately on the receipt, I looked at it and it said 45 minutes ago, I made the order. And so my chicken parm never showed up. So what happens? I went to the counter. I asked the young lady about my sandwich. I go, hey, I kind of ordered a chicken parm hero. What's up? So she goes, oh my gosh, you're right. I see it here, but I don't know what happened. So I go, look, do me a favor. Just give me a refund and, you know, and we're good. So she gladly gave me a refund and I walked next door to IBG. For those of you who haven't heard this episode before or any other episodes, IBG is International Beer Garden. All right. It's right in the same plaza as Brick City Eatery. Sorry. And so I go to International Beer Garden. I sit down. And I order my Cigar City Hi-Li and chicken nachos. And within 10 minutes, the hot nachos with melted cheese shows up. All right? It's so hot that I could barely touch it. 10 minutes, okay? I got my Hi-Li. I got my nachos, my chicken nachos. All right? So the crazy thing is, why did it take Brick City Eatery so long? So now, for those of you who are wondering what the nacho chicken nachos look like at International Beer Garden, all you got to do is follow the Geo's Passion Instagram or Facebook or stuff like that, because I have pictures of that. It's delicious. It's really good. Really, really good. So what I'm going to do today is I'm giving a 1-star to Brick City Eatery in Lutz, Florida, and a 5-star to IBG, also known as International Beer Garden. IBG hasn't let me down yet, and I don't expect them to do that because, you know, they're real, real, real good at what they do. So, and it could be crowded. And, you know, I've told you guys and gals this before. It's been crowded, and they've come, you know, come through and kick some ass. So, you know, that's how it is. But now I want to talk to you about something else. I want to talk to you about attention whores. What? Attention whores? And this is going to be a little short one. It's not going to be too big, but it's deep. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Let's go! Come on! So when you sit back and you start seeing the world from a different lens like I have lately, you realize that with the age of social media, many people are just doing it for attention. And this, I'm sure you're clear of this, okay? This is all they do. They're called attention whores. The Urban Dictionary defines an attention whore as a person who is constantly looking for attention that they can never get in real life. It's also possible that this person has a really crappy life and proceeds to hide it and pretend that their life is above the people they are making fun of. Now, again, this is the, you know, Urban Dictionary definition. So pretty much those are the attention whores are the ones who are like, you know, look at me. This is my life. Everything is great. But you have a crappy life. I'm sure there's some out there that, you know, that might have a good life. But the numbers are probably very small. Now, tell me how many of your friends or how many people you know are attention whores? I know a couple that are always posting on IG. And who, you know, we'll get into it. Those people who are always posing on social media in places that are photoshopped and that they've never been to. There's this one young lady that I know. I personally know she's never been to all those places that she posts on her social media. There's some filter that you can put in there and transpose your body with the, with a filter. And it looks like she's there, you know? And that's crazy because at the end of the day, she's not there. And I know she's not there, okay? I know this person. I'm like, bro, really? Come on. And they're like, oh my God, it's from my social media. I got to get the likes. You got to get the likes. You're a liar. You're a fool. You're fake. So, you know, but she's like, nah, doesn't matter. I don't care what you say. So those are the people who are attention whores, right? So those are the people who haven't taken a trip that's on the social media. These places that they go to, they've never taken a trip to those places. All right. The only place they do, spend most of their time is in their social media studio. And when I mean social media studio, I mean their bedroom, you know, and they take their photos, they do whatever. And then sometimes they do the personal, intimate photos that, like I told you guys and gals in the previous episode, you know, that now you can only show to friends. It's almost like a, it's like a Instagram version of Snapchat. So, but then, you know, you're looking at this and they expect you to follow and like their pictures. And then they send you a link to OnlyFans. You know, I'm like, OnlyFans? Come on, bro. Seriously? How long do I known you? How long have I known you? Come on, you're going to send me an OnlyFans link? Seriously, you know, you were doing so much better before, and now you know, you're an attention whore. You're selling yourself out there. Not only are you selling yourself out there for attention and likes, you're selling yourself out there for money. So what does that make you? I don't know. You figure it out. And then people are like, but Jack, you have social media? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. But if you look through my social media, you'll realize it's locations. I'm actually traveling. It's local spots that I'm reviewing, and it's information for the podcast and the YouTube page for GPP and you listeners who would like to know what Gio's Passion is all about. All right. I'm not selling my ass, my feet, or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like, seriously, I'm not out there on my IG shaking my ass, you know, showing you my naked tattooed body, then linking my OnlyFans account to it. All right. I'm not the gym recording myself. I barely go to the gym, but even when I do, I'm not there recording myself, you know, then getting upset when someone crosses my video path in public. You know, it's a public place, you know, and then you have the audacity to say, oh my God, you messed up my video shot. Bro, if you were such an influencer, I got an idea. You want to do that? Rent a gym. Rent a gym. Since you're such an influencer, you should have no problem with that. You should be able to rent a gym and you can record all day. All right. Or go to a gym really early or really late at night when there's no one there. But no, you want the controversy. You want the attention. All right. You want to be, oh my gosh, that pervert was looking at me. Oh my gosh, that idiot blocked my video while I was in a, you know, doing a video for my Instagram or my OnlyFans or my, you know, whatever else is out there nowadays. Now, Chris Rock, you know, keep my word out of your wife's mouth, out of my whatever that smack. Yeah, that Chris Rock. So Chris Rock mentioned it in his Netflix special, Selective Outrage. He says, we are getting so, we are so into getting attention that we forget it's not all about us. World, society, all this, it's not about us. And then when people start thinking it's all about them, they will alienate those friends and family who care about them and start to feel lonelier than before. And this causes a vicious downward spiral until they become toxic and no longer exist in real life. You're such an attention whore that in real life you don't exist. If it wasn't for Instagram, if it wasn't for social media, if it wasn't for, you know, other things out there, OnlyFans, you wouldn't exist. That's how bad it is. That's how bad you are. You know, and with me working so hard this year, once I unplugged from the, you know, the everyday of social media and I just use it casually in passing, I realized how easy a video can cause you to lose 2 hours glued to your phone. Everywhere you go nowadays, people are looking down on their phones. They're walking, looking down. They're driving, looking down. They're at a stoplight. They're looking down. I'm like, really? You can't do without this? I was like, seriously, how many times have you been on a toilet and your leg just went numb, only to find out you just spent a crap load of time watching videos? You're sitting in the toilet. Oh yeah, let me go here for you know, a quick poopy, quick pee-pee. Nope, my leg's numb. What the hell? Oh shit, I've been here an hour. I've been here 2 hours just watching some stupid shit. Some of the videos were educational and motivating. You know, it's like, oh, okay, I'm learning something. But many of them were just some guy or some girl doing a stupid skit of stealing a purse or a wallet only to get it back to the quote unquote, you know, person who was the victim and them acting as a quote unquote good citizen. And then all of a sudden they break into a dance. Are you fucking kidding me, bro? Seriously? Seriously? Come on, man. How stupid is that shit? I mean, how stupid is that shit? And some people might like it. Some people might be obsessed with that. Me personally, I think it's garbage. So, first of all, if you're going to steal somebody's stuff, you know, be careful because you never know who's around. Their friends, family, or backup might be around near you. You grab their stuff, you run. All of a sudden, now you're getting shot, stabbed, beat up, or whatever. Okay, all for a stupid skit. How many times have we heard of these YouTubers with the prank stuff who've gotten, you know, beat up or killed because they try to do a prank on you know, some guys like some gangsters in L.A. And they roll up to them, yo, yo, what's up, what's up? And the guy pulls out a real gun and shoots you. Why? Because you're an idiot. That's why. All for what? All for being attention whore on social media. Hey, think about that. Think about that, all right? So now, how did this benefit your day? Or how did this make you smarter? It didn't. It didn't. Not at all. Then you wonder where the time went. All that time on social media that you won't get back. All those hours taken by the attention whore who is not only benefiting, who is not only not benefiting you, but being a hindrance to your growth. Again, if you take that out of your life, you reduce it exponentially. All of a sudden, you're like, oh, I really don't need social media. It's not helping me. It's not affecting me positively. You know, I look at a couple of things here and there, maybe a little motivation, but that's it. Don't become immersed in that. Everything is good in moderation. So let's change our mindset and the way of doing things, okay? And don't be an attention whore. This goes for men and women, all right? Because it's not just women. I see men out there doing the same thing. Real people are more interested in you when you're down to earth and show how you're enjoying life. The real flex is when you go to a place and you can actually experience it in real life. When you can take pictures and videos of those places that you're experiencing, upload them to social network sites and let them speak for you. This doesn't make you an attention whore. It makes you a well-traveled adult who doesn't need, who doesn't need attention or validation to be the best that you are. Remember, enjoy the ride. Okay? Enjoy the ride. That's what it's all about. It's about you enjoying time, enjoying the ride, and making yourself a better person. So don't forget to let me know what you think and how you've changed your mindset or your actions so far in 2023. So I know I'm probably going to get positive and negative feedback on this. And hey, that's what I'm about. I'm about opening up the communication. Attention whores, they're out there. They engulf themselves into your life. All right. And all you got to do is just switch it off and it doesn't make a difference to you. All of a sudden now, things are done. Okay. Things are done. So let's not be attention whore and let's not allow that in our lives. All right. Make me a promise, GVP. Let's go. So now in sports, as I told everybody, I was going to be laying back a little bit on the baseball, new baseball time thing, whatever. Some people are actually saying that it's pretty good. They're saying that now that the game's gotten used to the pitch count and things like that, that things are going pretty well. So I'm like, all right, you know what? I'll still wait a little bit. Maybe I'll wait till July for the the All-Star break. And then maybe I'll go back to, checking it out a little bit. I'm still going to catch a game this year. I'm trying to go down to Miami with K-Fed to watch the Mets and the Marlins. And then maybe catch a Yankees-Rays game up here at in St. Pete. So we'll see what's up with that. But in the National League, the Mets are currently in third place, 6 games behind the Atlanta Braves. They're always behind the freaking Atlanta Braves. Mets have a record of 16 wins and 16 losses. And the Rays are currently in first place with a record of 26 wins and 6 losses. That's crazy. That is crazy, okay? Oh, man. 26 and 6. That's a beast, so... The Yankees are in last place. I'm sorry. I laugh. It's funny to me, but they're in last place, but it's not bad, okay? So the Yankees are in last place with a record of 17 wins and 15 losses, but that's only 9 games back since the AL East has the best record in baseball. They're doing really, really good this year. They're kicking butt, so so that's good to see. Now, in football, we just had the NFL draft, and the Cowboys did okay. The overall rating by a lot of people is B-, C+. A couple of things they picked up, a couple of players they picked up that made sense and didn't make sense. They were focused a lot on the defense this time. The defense, trying to secure that. Now, the only news that we heard recently is that Micah Parsons has been, he's not going to go to the voluntary what do they call it, preseason practice type thing, whatever the hell they call it, because he's actually bulking up and building weight so that he can become a, I think they said a defensive end, you know, permanently, which kind of sucks because he's like a utility guy. You need a guy like him to be utility. You know what I'm saying? Like, move him out there. You got him here. You got him there. And by cutting his legs off, technically, by doing that, you know, it kind of hurts it. Because when he's all over the place, they're going to expect him to be all over the place. If he's in one spot, they know, yeah, let's double cover him, and then we're good to go. So, I don't know. I don't think it's a good idea. But, you know, again, my name is not Jones, Jerry Jones. And that's how it's going. So, we'll see what happens with that, you know, little by little. And because we're in May, June, July, August. So we got about 3 to 4 months till football season and college football and all that stuff. So we'll see what happens with that. And we didn't get a quarterback. So that's another thing there. But there's a couple of free agents coming up. So I'm thinking that we might pick up somebody here or there. And Aaron Rodgers, New York Jet. What the heck? Well, then again, you know, when Tom Brady came to the Bucks, people were like, what the heck? But, you know, so we'll see. We'll see how that goes. You know, good luck to you, Jet fans. You know, Lightning kicking butt. Rangers. Was it the Rangers? I think the Rangers won, kick butt. So there's a lot going on in sports. Very, 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 very crazy right now. You know, baseball, hockey, and, you know, and other stuff like that. So we'll see. But the one thing that is even crazier than sports right now, yep, it's finance. It is finance. As you know, the Fed raised interest rates another quarter point, and the markets have been a little shaky, even though I think that by the end of today they'll probably end up green, and I'll talk more about that in a minute. So right now, according to AAA, the price of fuel in Tampa is currently an average of $3.62, and it's around $3.70 in the Bronx. WTI crude oil is $71.19 a barrel, which is up $2.63. But even though it's up, it's still lower than it's been in the past month. So that's a good thing. Now, the dollar dropped. The U.S. dollar index is 101.26. United States dollar equals 91 cent euro. And the United States dollar equals 79 cents pound sterling. Now, in crypto, I've been happy about this because I've been seeing some green finally going back. Even if it dips, it goes back up higher. Dips go back up higher, so that's a good thing. So now in crypto, the price of Bitcoin is currently around $29,383. Ethereum is currently $1,979. Solana is $22.31. And Cardano is 39 cents. Now for the stock market, my Tesla. Tesla price is $167.87. I'm still down about 30% in that. Today, Amazon is $104.78, which I sold 2 weeks ago for the price of $106.36, which was a good deal. And then I rolled that to get Starbucks, which is $106.93. I ended up picking up 6 shares of Starbucks after the crash earlier in the week. It went from like $114 to like $104. Because even though Starbucks had a good earnings call, what ended up happening was something about the, you know, the future and blah, 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 blah. So, but it's okay because I picked up 6 shares and they do the dividend payout like, next week or the week or two. As long as you have, shares in Starbucks by the 10th of May, I think you get paid the 25th of May. So it comes out to 53 cents a share right now. So it'll be like $3.18. Nothing too big, nothing too fancy, nothing too big. You know what I'm saying? So, finally, El Tigre de Tampa, Eduardo, gold is $2,025.80, which is up by $20.80 in a week. So gold is still hanging up in there, and it'll probably still be up there maybe for the next couple of months, depending if the Fed pauses or not. Now, don't forget to sign up with my Robinhood link in the description to start your account. We both get stocks, and it helps start generational wealth, which is great, okay? But you know what I say. I always say this, and I will always say this. My legal warning and notice. Yes, exactly. Remember my legal warning and notice. I'm not a financial advisor. Only spend the money you feel comfortable to lose. And my comments in this entire finance section is for entertainment purposes only. Thank you. Yeah, you gotta really tell people, you know, hey, it's I'm not a CPA, I'm not a CFA, I'm not a certified financial professional CFP. Yeah, I'm not a CFP. So, you know, always the money you got, you if you got extra, then you can put it in. If you don't have extra, if you're paying your bills and stuff like that. I was listening to CNBC today on the way home from shopping, and one of the guys there was from New York. He goes, "Yeah, I just spent $7.49 on a gallon of milk." I was like, "Jeez, Louise, that's a lot of money. That is a lot of money." On some things like eggs, I go to Walmart because it's less expensive. You know, if you go to Publix, it's more expensive. It's crazy, but yeah, this inflation thing's got to stop because it's a mess out there. So, but we'll see. Now, speaking with inflation and mortgages, even though they don't really correlate, they kind of do. So, on a report by Alex Viega, the mortgage rate's down to 6.39 this week. Now, it says, while the survey of lenders took place before the Fed's interest rate increase, lenders likely priced loans with that expectation. Last week's average was 6.43. So now in this article from the AP out of Los Angeles, it says the average long-term U.S. mortgage rate was down lower this week. The average rate on the benchmark 30-year fixed rate home loan fell to the number 6.39% from last week's 6.43% last week. Now, a year ago, it averaged 5.27%, and the average rate fell for five straight weeks before rising last 2 weeks of April. Like I told you, I've been in my new house for a year, and at that time, I think I paid 4.85%. And after that, things just started bumping up real crazy. So right there, that's why you have a 5.27% in the end of the first week of May. So, 5.27 is still better than what it is right now, a 6.39. So all told, the Fed has raised its benchmark rate 10 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 times since March 2022. Now, including an increase this week that pushed it to 5.1%, the highest since 2007. Now, remember what happened in 2007 and 2008, okay? And remember, last year, the interest rates were virtually zero. Zero. Robert Kiyosaki was on CNBC, and he was talking about how a lot of it didn't have to do so much with the rates, the interest rates itself. It's some of the actions that were taking place by the government. Like when Biden cut the permits for the pipeline, all of a sudden we saw a change there. And that change ebb and flowed into what is going on now. So that's, right there, that's a big thing. So it does mess up. It does mess up the economy. So, things here, things there, they mess up the economy. And then, then they try to fix it, but sometimes it's irreparable, or it takes longer to fix. And there's a lot of people hurt, some people are going to lose their jobs. If we go into a recession, a couple of banks already have failed. And J.P. Morgan took a bank into receivership, which was First Republic. They bought that bank out. It's crazy that these things are happening. And again, like I said before, I go, this is the highest since interest rate since 2007 from virtually zero. Okay, so if in 2007, even though we had other issues with the housing market, and the financial crisis, you're starting to see a little bit of a mirror on there, which is very bad. It is extremely bad, because if that happens, then, and with the economy we have now, I think more people are going to get hurt than in 2007, 2008. So now, shifts in the Fed's short-term lending rate don't directly affect mortgage rates. And I told you that before. But they do influence the yield on the 10-year treasury bonds, which lenders use as a guide to price home loans. So, so there is some correlation. It's not a direct correlation, but there is some correlation there. That's because higher rates push bond prices lower, which then causes their yield to go up. Investors' expectations for future inflation and global demand for U.S. Treasuries also influence mortgage rates. So now, the average rate on a 30-year mortgage reached a two-decade high of 7.08% last fall after months of the Fed rate hikes and stubbornly high inflation. Remember, back then, you could get a I-bond, savings bonds, for like 6.9% interest. Now it's down to 4 and change. So far this year, it's averaged about 6.36%, which is better than last year, but still not as good as we wanted. Now, sales of previously occupied U.S. homes fell 2.4% from February to March and were down 22% from a year earlier, according to the National Association of Realtors. The average rate on a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage popular with those refinancing their homes rose this week to 5.76 from 5.71 a week earlier. Again, like always, thanks to the Associated Press and Florida's Realtors for this great information, because you know, it allows me to put it out there and give it to you guys and gals to be informed. Again, I've always said it. You be informed. Ooh, excuse me. Sorry. I had some public sandwich. You be informed and you do what you got to do to make the wise decisions, because at the end of the day, you know, the TV is going to tell you one thing. This is going to tell you that thing, but the numbers don't lie. And when you got the numbers and you know how to deal with them and what to do, then you're good. You're good. All right. So don't forget, if you have a good story and would like to be interviewed for the podcast, even if